I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back to Dirtbag Baseball Talk, everybody, here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Kirk and Nolan in the studio as always, and jam-packed week. What do you say? I mean, there's not a chance we're getting through everything tonight, Dirtbags, but we're going to try our best because we got hot teams, we got cold teams, we've got the All-Star break, we've got the draft coming up, we got anything and everything seems to be happening right now, so we'll cover as much as we can for sure and give our thoughts on what's happening around the MLB. Then, hey, we'll break it down in the second group. We're going to go dreaming about being an MLB or college level player is nice. Talking about it is fun and sounds great, but actually getting dirty day in and day out, making it happen is the greatest of all. And finally, of course, we'll be answering your curtain call questions. And thanks for sending them in to us as always. Nolan and I are also excited that today we released our first episode with the Win Reality team on the YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Head over there. If you don't know what Win Reality is, it's a hitting training tool. It's a virtual reality device. And Nolan and Braden and myself are just getting our hands on it in the last week. So we're just playing with it. We're going to be doing our own upcoming video segment on it there in the next couple of weeks. But we're going to definitely do a series because it's a must-have tool. And you know, if we're promoting it, you can trust us. We're not going to promote or advertise or back anything without doing the hands-on research, but really believing in the product, or just as importantly, I should say, the team themselves. So we're happy. We're excited about that one. So again, go head over to the YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Make sure you check that out for us. And of course, we invite you to check out our online store for all our apparel and the college playbook. You can go to dirtbagbaseballnation.com. And hey, if you have any questions, you reach me directly, Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. I finally got the Instagram account back at Dirt Baseball Nation. So hook us up there. We'll get it rolling and reach out for us. Mindset development. You're interested in partnering with us here on Dirtbag Baseball Talk and Sports Byline USA or some other kind of a collaboration. Reach out to us. Let's get in the process. Let's get working on it and we'll get moving on it and we'll make sure it happens. We have a promise. You can guarantee it. You can put it in the bank, put the stamp on it, and you know it's going to happen. So, again, go out there, get a good drink, come back, and we're going to get right back and get after it.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, teamavenuebaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code WELLNESS for your discount. Antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code WELLNESS. Antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
Right now, you deserve the network more people rely on. That's why we're introducing Welcome Unlimited for just $30 a line per month for 4 lines with autopay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever.
Did he say $30?
Yep, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and build that papier-mâché volcano.
I am not cleaning this up.
Ooh, yeah, I meant the kids. Staples will help them move forward. Right now, Crayola 24-count crayons and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 50 cents each, and 1-inch binders are only $1.99. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. N716 in-store only, limit 30.
Welcome back, Dear Bags, and hey, we got to get after it because time's pressing, and like I said, there's so many things from hot teams to cold teams. One cold team, hey, they lost their manager today, so Nolan, I'm not going to put the reins on you. Hey, go run with it, big doc.
Yeah, long overdue. Charlie Montoyo, goodbye. Thank you very much. I am a huge fan of them finally firing him. I cannot stand the guy. I thought last year they should have fired him after the year. Especially for a team with playoff aspirations. I get it. He came up with all the guys. He was kind of seen as the manager to lead them to the promised land, I guess, if you want to say that. Obviously, they made the playoffs in 2020 during the pandemic-shortened season as one of the wild card teams. Let's be honest, though. Charlie Montoyo, he's got a career 500 record. He went 236-236 with the Jays. Basically, the guy was just a puppet of a manager for the past year. Like, he was just the guy that was leading the team, but I mean, he's not even really leading the team. They're saying, actually, this is funny, I read this today by a guy named Scott Mitchell, who works for TSN, one of the local Canadian sports centers up here, basically just said, a wrinkle in all of this is I heard John Schneider was going to be a name rival clubs were interested in talking to this winter about manager jobs. He always seemed destined to manage the Blue Jays club. I've had people tell me he pretty much does that job already. So John Schneider was one of the assistant coaches. He was his bench coach. And now he's the interim manager for the time being for the Toronto Blue Jays. But I mean, yeah, basically, like I was saying, Charlie Montoyo was pretty much just a puppet there in Toronto. It was just seen as the face, I guess, if you want to call it that. But in reality, he was doing nothing but hurting the team. He made tons of questionable decisions and never really seemed like any of the guys bought into what he was truly trying to say.
I mean, hey, you got it right. Let's remember, first time managing, long time in the game. I get it. It's easy to sit there and say, well, he's been in the game forever, whatever, and that, and you got to be able to manage. But your first go around, it's pretty tough to get it right and make it happen the way you want to make it happen. And now, especially with that team, right, you've got 2 or 3 years of almost babying the kids, right? So let's throw him a little bit of fairness, too. He needed to go. He needed to go because they need to make the playoffs. They've spent the money. They've invested. They needed to not only get Matt Chapman in that trade in the offseason, they needed to also get Bob Melvin included in that trade in the offseason. That's a totally different Toronto Blue Jays team if they package those two, which is unheard of. You've never hear a manager going with a player in a trade. But since he went anyways, Bob Melvin, that's the trade that should have happened in the offseason, because that's the evolution of where the Blue Jays are right now, Nolan. Let's call a spade, right? That's where they're at. And that's what needed to happen, was they need that type of a guy. Charlie Montoya, for the first two or three years, as those guys were kids, the Biggios, the Bichettes, the Guerreros, you know, and then all the other young pitchers and players that were coming up. Those were kids, so they needed baby hands and kid gloves, and that's what Charlie Montoya was good at. So that part of it, great. To get them to where they need to compete in the American League East right now, the way it's looking, he's just not the right guy. It's as simple as that, so he had to go. He went.
Well, if you want to be honest about it, I mean, you look at the way that the Toronto Blue Jays were set up during that time, and a lot of the players on that team were Spanish players, so they needed someone that could speak Spanish. Now all these guys, like you said, they're established in the major leagues. I mean, yes, it still helps if you can speak Spanish, because there is still a majority of players, or sorry, not a majority, more players now than there ever have been that are Spanish-speaking players. And like, end of the day, though, Charlie Montoyo, I can't see him being a manager picked up by another team. He's at best
probably
an assistant coach,
and
he doesn't have age on his side. So... Jumping over to some more news. We got Atlanta Braves trading top prospect Drew Waters, another two prospects, and Andrew Hoffman and CJ Alexander in exchange for the 35th pick to the Kansas City Royals. So basically, Drew Waters has been blocked by the current Atlanta Braves outfield depth. Obviously, you got Michael Harris, who's broken out incredibly into the major leagues and has earned... basically top three NL Rookie of the Year status as of right now. Obviously, Ronald Acuna coming back healthy. You got Eddie Rosario. You got Marcelo Ozuna. So Drew Waters was just seen as kind of an extra piece. So I love that move by Kansas City. You're taking the top prospect and a couple other prospects for the 35th pick.
Damn, I'll take that trade every day. Wow, no player exchanged in that at all. Just prospects for a draft pick.
Yep, just straight as that. So, I mean, it's definitely a bit of a risky move by Atlanta. I think they could have gotten more, but, I mean, hell,
you talk about Atlanta, though, there's
Kansas City.
And we talked about some of the hot teams and the cold teams, right? There's Atlanta. They're hot right now, right? They're closing ground on the Mets. They're on the hot side of the ledger. You know, so exactly right. They had a surplus, obviously, you know, Anthopoulos, hey, go ahead and make an exchange and see what happens. Good for them, I guess.
Now jumping over, we got the Baltimore Orioles and Seattle Mariners. Nine-game win streaks.
Electric, they're on fire.
Mariners, longest streak since 2003. Baltimore Orioles, longest streak since 1999. Last time they won this many games, Vladimir Guerrero Sr., actually, no, sorry, that was before Senior was even there. Before Sammy Sosa was even in Baltimore. Like, we're talking not even of this century
probably Brady Anderson was playing center field for my generation of people and stuff like that. Probably Brady Anderson. Wow, that's crazy. But, yeah, they are on fire, those two teams. Adley Rutschman comes up, what, 3 weeks ago or whatever and that? And it's just like we say, that there's never a magic pill. But it's amazing how certain things just click, right? That good energy, good vibes. They've been waiting forever on the kid. And they had good players. Let's be honest. Cedric Mullins, good young player. Austin Hayes, not having the type of season he's had the last couple of years or whatever and that. But there's some good pieces there. And they got some good pitching coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, I was just about to say, they got two out of the top five prospects still in Grayson Rodriguez and the other right-handed pitcher that I'm drawing on right now. But either way, yeah, it's... one of those things where, looking at
the Mariners,
though. Mariners,
we've
talked about them, and they should be doing exactly what they're doing. Like, this is a team
they
that should.
There you go. We just talked about it 2 weeks ago, right? Does that dust up with the Angels? Does that change things?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was one of those moves where, I mean, Service and all the Seattle Mariners guys. I mean, they came together. They beat up an opponent, obviously in a massive rival of theirs. And ever since then, I mean, it's a team that's been rolling. Like, and obviously the Angels have gone the exact opposite way. Now Mike Trout is dealing with an injury just before the All-Star break. I mean, the entire month of July, Mike Trout's been slumping, but still, it's one of those things where, yeah, don't look now because here comes the Mariners.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. I mean, how hot they've got. But hey, that's baseball. We see it every year, don't we? You know, and yet the Chicago White Sox, they just seem to be in neutral all season. Yes, they had a flurry of injuries and stuff like that. But kudos to the Twins. They've just been very consistent all year. You know what? I don't know. What do you think? I don't even know what to say. Are they playing above their level, or are they just doing what the Guardians always do, just playing good baseball? And hey, woo, there's no woo is us type of stuff. Hey, we're professionals. Let's go win. Let's go play.
Good pitching. Andrés Giménez, who's the most clutch baseball player this year. Statistically speaking, that is a fact. You can look up his stats. In the ninth inning, he's got 4 bombs, 15 RBIs, and is hitting close to 500. So, I mean, if you want to try and argue any way, shape, or form, you're going to be wrong. But anyways, Tito Francona, that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. They had the right manager in place that knows how to win games at the end of a game. He sets up the team.
That's true. I mean, they play hard.
He sets up the team the best way that it can. Obviously, they still have great pitching. Like, that's been their staple. Good enough defense. Offense is timely. And that's a great recipe for winning games.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. And it instills confidence in your players, but it still instills desire, right? That's what it comes down to, a desire and a want to play for that person. So that's the reality of it, Dirtbags. Hey, like it or lump it, man, that's just the way that life is, and that's the way this great game is in baseball. We're going to be right back here after the break, and we'll carry on, and we'll talk about some baseball dreams. So be right back at the break.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, and it's time to, break it down and talk a little bit about, there's people all over the world that talk about playing in the MLB or college, and yes, it starts with a dream. Then you absolutely have to have the confidence to let the world know about it, and that's a big skill that doesn't happen with the mass majority. You'd be surprised about that, but to be able to verbally say it out loud, most people can't do that. And that's why they never reach their goals or their dreams. Because until you say it out loud for the world to hear and have the confidence to say that in front of the world, it allows you to say it never was a dream. You didn't really want it to happen. But here's the real reality. It ultimately comes down to your desire to get up, get after it, and get dirty if you're going to have any chance at achieving it. But let's be honest, right, Nolan? We got the All-Star game coming up. It is perfect time to be doing and talking about this. Those guys, yes, they are the elite of the elite. And I think I read something else. This is like year where like 20 out of the total All-Stars are brand new players. Phenomenal stats. Phenomenal. Exciting. But those guys, plus MLB players, they're built differently. They think differently. But at the end of the day, they do get up and get after it and get dirty, just like us here. And we just don't see that enough, do we?
No, unfortunately not.
People are afraid to do it.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys out there that, they talk about it, like you said, but they don't actually make it a reality. They don't dedicate themselves to what they want to be their profession. I mean, obviously, at the end of the day, every high school kid grows up and they want to be a baseball player. Certain kids, obviously, there is some God-given talent. You have to have God-given talent in order to at least play at a higher level. But at the end of the day, that only takes you so far. At the end of the day, it comes down to what your dedication to the sport is. And if you're actually willing to go all out for it, if you are willing to get up, get after it, and get dirty, like Kirk said. I mean, that's just as simple as you can put it. I mean, Polar Bear Pete, once upon a time, wrote saying that he wanted to be a professional baseball player. I mean, I'm sure everybody's heard this story now. Wrote that he wanted to be a professional baseball player. His teacher tells him, choose something more realistic. He got a C or a C-plus on his paper. Guy's two-time defending home run derby champion. NL rookie record holder. I mean, he's on pace for, 40-plus home runs again this year. Like, dude's a stud. And he set that goal for himself. He made it a reality by busting his balls and actually wanted it.
100%. And yes, we talked about it last week because you made the announcement the day before it actually became official about Albert Pujols and Miggy getting the legacy nominations for the All-Star game. But hey, you know what? Hats off, Dirtbags. Those guys deserve it. And you know they deserve it. But let's really think about it. They deserve it. What did Pujols hit this week? 684. He hit number 684.
And 685.
And he had... Well, that's right. Sorry. But it was after 684 I saw the quote, "I work my tail off at this, being prepared." And good for you. That's what the world needs to hear. That's what the world needs to see. If you think you want to go up and be that player, all the power to you. You dream it, man. Dream as big as you can. Nolan, Braden, and myself, we're huge on that. Nobody has that right to take it away from you. And that's why we're taking time to talk about it right now. It starts with the dream. It has to start with the dream. We had those dreams. But man, you need to get after it every day and don't worry about what people think, because we live in a world where, it's all about what they think, right? We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. It's all about the likes. It's all about, oh my God, the comments. What's the comment going to be if I say this?
It's all about the validation.
And that's the wrong way of thinking, isn't it? You have to have the comp. Those guys don't sit there and worry about the validation. They know they're going to get the validation. But if they also know that if they're worrying about the validation, they're going to fail. They're never going to achieve it.
Yeah, those are those guys
that I'm talking about.
Those are those quad A players that worry about the validation. Good, not too good to be in the minors, but not good enough to be in the majors because they got worrying about what other people thought about themselves instead of them just worrying about what they thought about themselves. Now, at the end of the day, I mean, you love to see guys just walk in there with supreme confidence. When I see a guy get in there with supreme confidence, I'm immediately, as a pitcher, I'm like, all right, here we go. We got ourselves a dogfight. Who's going to win? Or me as a hitter in that situation, if I walk into the box and I have supreme confidence in myself, all right, I'm going to beat you. And you're seeing too many guys that are out there just looking for the validation and hoping to try and break on with a team or trying to just because mom and dad basically put me on the team, I'm here type of deal. No, that's completely the wrong mindset you got to have. And I've seen guys do that at college where mom and dad can somehow get them on the team, right? It's one of those things where you're just like, dude, you didn't earn this spot. You earned this spot because mommy and daddy had a little bit of money and wanted to put it into the coach's back pocket and say, here you go. Nah, you bust your butt, and that's how you earn everything. That's how you make yourself the best baseball player or softball player you can be.
Yeah, and it feels great when you do that, man. We've all been there. We've all achieved something to some type of a magnitude. And think about that. If you haven't, I feel sorry for you. I really do feel sorry for you. But if you've achieved it, that's what we're talking about as a player. If you've achieved it as a parent, share that knowledge. Share that story with your children. Because it's the old, you decide to become a parent, then be a parent. Sometimes being a parent is their best friend. But when you try to be their best friend, that's the worst parent. And again, I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, maybe not what you want to hear. So maybe Kirk's a bad guy, or how dare Kirk say that? No way, man. No way. I wasn't the best parent to Nolan and Braden all the time, and nobody is going to be. There's no real book for parenting. But part of my job paying it forward in baseball and to parents out there listening, the same as Nolan from the player perspective or Braden from the player perspective, is to be honest so we can help you achieve your ultimate dreams. And that's what we're talking about. I remember hearing a story 2 years ago about Salvador Perez, Kansas City catcher Salvador Perez, already an all-star, already an MVP candidate, already a World Series champion. And he would still go to spring training, and scouts talked about seeing him on the back fields after their workouts, after the Major League Kansas City Royals team workouts in spring training. Salvador Perez would go to the backfields and pull out the pitchers that he had been talking with the hierarchy of the Kansas City Royals that they may make their team at some point in time. He went there to get extra work in with those kids because he wanted to be prepared so if they ever came up, he would know. What is the value of that, Nolan? How many guys in the major leagues would do that?
I genuinely couldn't tell you. There's maybe a handful of guys, like especially established guys like Salvi Perez. Like, you know that dude is a lock to make the Kansas City Royals as the starting catcher for 120 games year in, year out. And for him to go down to even catch a minor league pitcher, like you're sitting there, if I have half a brain and I'm a minor league catcher in the Kansas City Royals organization or whatever organization it happens to be, if a major league catcher comes down and he's talking to whoever it is that he's talking to or catching whoever he's catching, I'm sitting there and I'm picking his brain as a catcher. And I'm like, okay, like, how do you set up for this particular pitch? And I'm trying to get as much information from Salvador Perez as I can because I know that there's not a lot of opportunity for me to try and even make the Kansas City Royals or whatever team it is. But if I can pick Salvador Perez's brain and learn some from him, considering he's a X amount of Gold Glove winner, I think he's won it, what, four times now? Something like that, four or five times. Like, if I can pick his brain and learn something from Salvador Perez and try and crack on with another team in the major leagues, a.k.a. like Jose Trevino this year, who, I mean, literally he came out of nowhere. He was Texas Rangers, just another guy down there. Had an opening because they got Mitch Garver and those guys. And then all of a sudden, now he's going to be an all-star with the New York Yankees. Like, that's what I'm saying, man. You don't know where your opportunity is going to come from, but if I get an opportunity to ever speak to the guys like that, like that are on that level, I'm going to pick as much information as I can from them, whether I'm a pitcher or a catcher. Because even as a pitcher, it's like, okay, how am I setting up this guy in this particular situation? Like, pitching to a AAA guy, even this year, you're hearing it more and more often once the AAA kids are getting called up. Pitching to these AAA guys is a hell of a lot different than pitching to a major league hitter. Because they're saying, like, 3-2 counts nowadays in the major leagues are usually going to be an off-speed. You're seeing more and more off-speeds where 3-2 counts down in the minor leagues, it's just a fastball. So, like...
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable that you're that close to being the ultimate level of your sport, and you'll never make it. You'll never make it, whether it's a pitcher or the hitter. The hitter can't hit the breaking ball with 3-2, can't hit it most times at all, and the pitcher can't throw a 3-2 breaking ball for a strike. You don't make it. That's all it is deciding it. That's crazy, man. That is crazy to believe that. So I don't have time to dig into it. I'll try to remember it for another show, but another one that quickly before we got a break is Nolan Ryan when he went back to the Texas Rangers as the president and he instilled the old school pitching format in the 2010 era, 2008, maybe through 2012 before he went back to Houston again. He instilled the old school. That was some of the best Texas Rangers pitching staffs of the last 20, 30 years. Get after it every single day. Every single day, get up, get after it, get dirty. Don't squawk about it. Figure it out and do it and do it and do it until you get it figured out. That's what we're talking about. Have the dream, talk about it, but then get it dirty. All right? We'll be right back here with your curtain call questions after the break.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
You know when you see a great deal on a phone and then you find out it's not for you? Not at Verizon.
They just gave us all a new iPhone 13.
So we both got the same great deal.
Yep.
Get iPhone 13 on us with select trade-in and 5G unlimited plans for every customer, current, new, everyone, to show the love. Only from Verizon. $799.99, 128 gigabytes only, device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line required. Less up to $800 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and master fifth grade math.
I can't do this. It's impossible.
Not you, Dad. Your daughter. Staples will help her move forward.
Ah, right.
Right now, Staples comp books and number 2 pencils are just 50 cents each. Plus, 2 pocket paper folders are only 25 cents each. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. N716 in store only, limit 30.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, and it's time to get after with the curtain call questions. So, obviously, this week, Nolan and I picked out a lot relating to the All-Star game and the draft coming up, stuff like that. And, of course, the trade deadline not too long after all next week's festivities are over and put to bed for another season. So, again, what is it? The 92nd All-Star game, this one, Nolan. So, first question, an obvious one. Who's going to win the All-Star game, AL, NL?
I mean, you look at it the past few years, obviously it's been the AL running away with it for majority of time now. I mean, but this is something interesting that I just want to quickly jump into. LA Stadium workers authorize a strike. Concession workers at Dodgers Stadium have voted to authorize a strike days ahead of the All-Star game. 99% of the total votes, people had authorized the strike, so they're seeking a new contract, and they can start the strike whenever they want to. That's exactly what it says. So I would not be surprised if all of a sudden the home run derby starts and they just say, all right, goodbye. So I hope if you're a fan, you can bring in food and you can bring in drinks that's going to the stadium, because that's going to suck otherwise. But I mean, let's be honest, though. I think... Back to the original question, I think the AL is going to win. It's a great team, great lineup. Obviously, both teams are stacked both ways. But just based off of recency bias, I'm going to go with the AL.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I am agreeing with you and stuff like that. And this is going to sound crazy. Another part of that is you look at our next question about the home run derby or whatever and that, but you look at all the definitely the first grouping that we know of as of date, as of recording this, they're all National Leaguers right now in the Derby. So you think about that, and we can only fathom how hard it is and how much effort put into the home run derby. So you got all those big mashers in the National League working out what the night before home run derby, and then you're going into a game. I don't care who you are, man. You're dragging a bit. So
Outside of Ronald Acuña, all those guys are reserves for the NL team. But still, I mean, most of the starters are only playing what, 3 innings, 4 innings. So yeah,
they are.
You are right though. They're all going to be fatigued.
Yeah. So hey, I might be wrong, but no, I do. Hey, at the end of the day, I cannot see it not being a phenomenal All-Star game this year. I'm just excited. When I look at those lineups, I am so excited. Like, I know there's a bunch of players missing. I know your Tatis Jr.'s missing. I know your Trout's going to be. I know your Harper's going to be. I'd feel awful for those guys being out. But I love the depth of our teams. I love the depth of the players throughout the league that you can get every year so many new players. Look at the Contreras brothers, right? Starting catcher, and with Harper being out, starting DH for the National League. Great story.
First brother since Boone brothers to start in the All-Star game together.
Absolutely. I just saw the, I know this is getting off the fact of who will win or whatever and that, but here's another winner for me, and it's not a team. It's the uniforms. Saw a little bit of a glimpse or whatever in that. We were talking about, you know, and those city roads. Those are just filthy. Those are dirty unis. Those Angels ones or whatever and that we saw. I can just imagine the All-Star game is just going to be, they just look so dirty to me. I love them. I just love them. So again, sorry, Dirtbags, to get off topic or whatever and that. So final answer, AL. for me. So, okay, Nolly, who's going to win this year's home run derby? Who do you got?
So
and I know all the competitors aren't there yet.
I know who you're going to pick. I know who you're going to pick, so I'm not going to pick him. I'm going to go with the announcement that literally just happened about 10 minutes ago as of, what time is it now? 5 o'clock on Wednesday?
Yep.
Julio Rodriguez.
Ooh.
The newest member of the Home Run Derby. Literally just announced that he was going to be joining. I'm going to go with the kid just because he's got youth on his side that I don't think he's going to tire himself out the same way. I'd love to say Albert Pujols as a Cardinals fan. I'd love to say Polar Bear Pete, but I know you're going to go with Pete. Kyle Schwarber obviously leading the NL. Judge, I don't think he's going to participate in it just because he's had the injuries and stuff like that. If Judge does end up saying that he's going to do it, I'd probably pick Judge just because that guy can hit a home run out of any park with ease. But I'm going to have to go with Julio Rodriguez.
With Judge being an L.A. or a Southern Cal boy or whatever and that, he might slide in, but I can see the Yankees want no part of that. Stanton or Judge, you stay away from that home run competition with the way they're playing, right?
Stan's definitely not going back in it.
I cannot see them wanting in on that. There's so many guys I love there and that, but I am sticking with Polar Bear Pete because, man, I just replayed last year's home run derby in Coors Field. And, you know, I look at him going against Trey Mancini or whatever, and the comeback story of Mancini last year in the first round and lights it up with what? I think it was 19 in his first round or whatever. Phenomenal first round. And then he goes against him, and I bring it up because he didn't even look sideways. He was just, he seemed so locked in, so determined that this belongs to me. I won 2020. I'm going to win 2021, and I'll tell the rest of the world when I'm done with the home run derby because the home run derby belongs to me.
Just a quick correction, 2019 and 2021. 2020 didn't happen because of the pandemic. Sorry. But yes, I get what you're saying. Yep.
Good call. But I can't get that image out of my mind that then he went to the championship round, and it was just, holy man. There was no fooling around.
It was the same as Harper back in 18. Back when Harper all of a sudden got on his roll with his dad pitching to him, where all of a sudden it was just boom. He needed what, 6 in 20 seconds, and all of a sudden he goes boom, 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 like a plinko board, just smoking balls all over the fence or all over the fence.
Yeah, I mean. Polar Bear Pete last week or whatever. He had tons of time left when he won it. But he just got. I can't even, for me, I can't even describe how serious he looked about his approach and yet how calmly confident his pitcher was. I remember you and Braden and I sitting there going, this guy is like you put a quarter in the slot and he just throws it exactly where Pete wants it. He couldn't miss Pete's bat. So for me, Pete's not giving that up unless he is injured or he says it's time for somebody else to take the baton because I'm tired of winning this event.
So here's a question for you, since you think Pete Alonso is going to win it. Do you think he goes back to the same pitcher yet in 2021? Or do you think he goes back? I think it was his brother in 19, if I'm not mistaken. Do you think he goes back to his brother, or do you think he brings up another new pitcher?
I know. He always picks a really good selection, and that's what's so cool about it, too. If I'm him, I'm going to last year's pitcher without even blinking. I mean, they were just locked. They were locked. I mean, it's his guy. It's his BP guy. I mean, drive on and get her done. Or what was it, his high school coach or whatever and stuff? I can't even remember.
Yeah,
but
something.
It just got locked in. So, I mean, hell, the way it ran last year, I think you're crazy if you don't go back to there. So, but again, who knows? That's one of the other exciting things. That there's always a great storyline in there, or several great storylines in there with the BP pitchers as well. So, hey, sit back and Monday night, turn it loose when it's on, because it'll be what an event it's going to be. And what did we talk about yesterday? We were trying to figure out how many feet of home runs there's going to be, how many miles of home runs with that group collectively. There might be 20 miles of home runs hit.
Yeah, I mean, it's not Colorado, obviously, with the altitude there, but you got some mashers. That's for sure.
That have home run swings. They have home run swings. So that's it. Bottom line. Okay, here's a very interesting one, Nolan. With all the family ties involved in this year's MLB draft, which family will go off the board first? Two stand out to me. Two families stand out to me. I'm sure the same stand out to you.
Well, I'll be surprised if you don't say the Jones family and the Holiday family. They've been talked about as number one and two or three basically all year. Obviously Drew Jones. I don't even know what position they're going to draft him as. I wouldn't be surprised if they take him as an outfielder just because of his dad. Obviously, he's a two-way player. For those that don't know, his high school stats are they're just stupid. They're literally astronomical stats. Like, you're looking at it, and his pitching, I think he was 9-2 or something like that with around a 1 ERA and 113 strikeouts or something like that with a sub 1 whip. And then his hitting was 15 bombs, hit 400, 30 RBIs or something like that, 40 RBIs. I don't even know what his numbers ended up being, but it was I just got looking at it quickly and I'm like, yeah, there's a pretty good reason why he's been touted as the number one. And obviously, yeah, Matt Holliday's kid. I mean, they've been saying he's probably going to go two or three. And, his stats even, too, are great across the board. So, I mean, he's not a two-way player like Drew Jones is. But he'll break out. He'll make it. I don't know what position they're going to have him drafted as. Same thing. I could see him probably being a left fielder like his old man was. If not, he'll break in as probably a third baseman or a first baseman type of deal. Because everything that I've heard about the kid, he's got good power, great bat speed, better speed than his father, or comparable speed to his father, I guess, when he first came up to the majors. But yeah, I mean, those two are definitely the two that you're just looking at.
So there you go. Yeah. And you know the wildness of a draft. Where you think goes on doesn't always go on. But is Jones a lock to go off the board first? Or you think it's one of those years where Holiday maybe sneaks him?
Nah, I think it's got to be Drew Jones.
There you go. Okay. Here's a good one. We're running out of time, but here's a good one for you, too. And just go with one team from each division. What playoff potential team, as of today, has the biggest need to make a trade after the All-Star game? Yeah. Or maybe even during or before?
Yankees need a center fielder. Brewers need more offense, preferably.
Okay, so that's your two.
Yeah.
Okay. I got the Blue Jays. They got to get some bullpen help. Wow. They got to get starter help as well. They just look awful. They look lost right now. And Al, your Cardinals, Nolly. Same thing. I'm going back to, they got to get a starter. I know Steven Matz is supposed to be coming back maybe by the end of the month or whatever and stuff like that. But to me, they got to get a starter. They want to make a run and a push for it. I think they're fine team-wise. I know they got a lot of youth and a lot of youth. But I think, Frankie Montas obviously is a wild card with the injury right now or whatever and that. He needs to make it back and show that he's healthy. And I still wouldn't touch him. Those types of injuries scare me.
I think they have a better chance of Martin Perez, who fits the mold of a Cardinals pitcher, a lot better than Castillo or Montas.
Wow, do you think Texas trades? Because Texas kind of hovering there, right?
Yeah, I still think
kind of catching a bit.
If Texas is smart, they're a seller. I get it, but they got Semien and they got Seager signed long term. You got a lot of youth guys on that team. Let them sit out the year. Still develop. Still play your cards right.
Right from the horse's mouth, right there, dirtbags. So, hey, like it or lump it, man. That's what our thoughts are. So, thank you for sending them in. Always keep sending them in. Kirk at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We'll answer them privately off air, or we'll get them on the curtain call right here on each episode that we have. So, don't hesitate sending them in. Thank you very much. And after this break, we're going to be back with our final thoughts.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
All right, everybody, it's time for the final thoughts. So, Nolly, you always surprise me. So, what do you got for us?
Stick around on Monday after the Home Run Derby. Watch the captain. Derek Jeter's 30 for 30 comes out on Monday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Watch it. It is going to be a hell of a show. 7-part series. Highly recommend it based off of everything that anybody has said about it. And let's be honest, it's the captain. We're talking about baseball. You just got to watch it as a baseball fan.
He was so, you know, you never really heard anything. His entourage was so tight and, you know, you either fell in line or you weren't in the entourage. So that was a part of the coolness or whatever. So I hope we get some inside surprises and inside looks at the Derek Jeter. So, hey, I love it, man. I'm excited for it for sure. So Dirtbags, be sure to go to dirtbagbaseballnation.com to get your favorite dirtbag swag in the college playbook. If you're looking for that, you're going through the college recruiting process. It's right there. I built it. It's step by step. It takes you right through the process. It's $4.99. I put it that price because I want to get it in your hands. Get it in your hands. It downloads right onto your computer, your phone, your iPad, whatever you have, and you just print off a copy for every college that you need to go through. You can spread out for the player, the parent. It's right there, and it's seamless. I walk you right through it step by step. There's no question. Be sure to subscribe to our Dirtbag channel, YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We got the Win Reality video series going on right now. First episode aired today. We're going to keep them coming to you every week. We're excited about it. Tremendous, tremendous product. So watch it and see it. Be sure to follow us, sorry, at Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And you know what? Get out to us with any questions you have, collaborations, partners. Dirtbags, you know we do it for you. We can't do it without you, like we say all the time, and we couldn't be more serious about it. So anybody listening from the Armed Forces Network, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. Keep doing what you do. We have so much respect. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Nolan, it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.